Hello and welcome to the EMG Health Podcast. Today I'm pleased to be bringing you an episode that is a review of the Janssen-sponsored virtual satellite symposium titled Targeting IL-12-23 in Ulcerative Colitis, From Evidence to Bedside. The symposium took place at the recent UEG Week Virtual 2021, and this review will cover all the highlights from the presentation, providing a vital insight into the current landscape of ulcerative colitis, otherwise known as UC. It's a fascinating and important overview of recent developments in this challenging disease area. Exploration and discovery in the ulcerative colitis UC universe have uncovered a wealth of knowledge on its pathogenesis and consequently led to the development of effective drugs with novel mechanisms of action. The second Janssen-sponsored virtual satellite symposium at UEG Week Virtual 2021 zeroed in on the latest advances in the treatment of UC and discussed the all-important topic of safety of biologics for the individual patient. Dr. Tim Raine moderated the animated discussions and his fellow expert panel members, Professor Ailsa Hart and Professor Alessandro Amusi, provided in-depth insights on the latest advances in the management of UC. A central concept paving the way to better treatment strategies for UC is the STRIDE-2 T2T approach, suggesting new endpoints that we should aim for when treating our patients. These include symptomatic response remission and normalization of C-reactive protein levels in the short term and decrease in fecal calprotectin levels, endoscopic healing, and normalized quality of life in the longer term to ultimately achieve disease modification. However, Professor Amusi stressed the importance of aligning the goals with your patients. Their perspective may differ from yours. Targeting interleukin IL-12-23 in UC was launched in 2015 with the Phase 3 UNIFY study, which placed ustekinumab in the firmament for the treatment of UC. Exploration also revealed the importance of a new combined outcome, histoendoscopic mucosal healing, which was associated with positive clinical outcomes in the long run. Ustekinumab efficacy stayed its course through week 92 of UNIFY's long-term extension study, and its effectiveness in UC has also been demonstrated in the real world by registries and cohort studies. As with any treatment, safety is paramount in deciding when and in whom the drug is used. How do we find the right balance between efficacy and safety? Professor Hart offered a comprehensive guide on the infection risk of anti-tumor necrosis factor, TNF, anti-integrin, anti-IL-12-23 and JAK inhibitor therapies while weighing up the benefits these treatments provide to outcomes such as steroid-free remission and risk of surgery or hospitalization. Crucially, ustekinumab has consistently proven its safety profile over time and across indications, thus consolidating the perception that ustekinumab has a reassuring safety profile for a wide range of patients. Each patient undergoes a unique journey as they live with the disease, necessitating a personalized approach to optimizing UC management. What are the treatment targets? How frequently should we monitor? When do we initiate biologic therapy or escalate/de-escalate treatment? These were the primary questions that fueled the discussions between the panel members and the audience when examining the three presented patient cases. One case involved a 58-year-old male who was diagnosed with left-sided UC 11 years ago and was initiated on aminosalicylates but has been steroid-dependent since then. 9 years later, after suffering from constant flares, the patient presented with increasing symptoms, including joint pain. Colonoscopy showed progressive disease. Dr. Raine asked the panel members about the treatment targets for this patient, which initiated a very interesting discussion regarding histological healing and disease modification. Professor Amusi commented that it's not common to reach histological healing in patients with UC, but they all agreed that it's important to have histological healing as a target in clinical trials in order to aim as high as possible. Professor Hart added that it's important to note that this is a biologic naive patient, therefore aiming for the ultimate healing should be considered. As to the treatment options for this patient, both anti-TNF and anti-IL-12-23 therapy were considered as good options, and Professor Amusi stressed the fact that it's important to take patient preference into consideration at this point. The remaining patient cases address the safety concerns one might encounter with current therapy and the optimal way to manage and monitor a patient with UC depending on history and disease course. The main takeaway from these discussions is that setting treatment targets and frequent monitoring will give you a better grasp of the patient's progress and allow for treatment escalation or de-escalation when appropriate. And we must never forget, patient preference plays a major role in treatment compliance and should be taken into consideration when multiple therapeutic options are suitable. In summary, an indispensable element in paving the path to controlling your patient's UC is the consideration of different patients and disease factors, treatment targets, and the delicate balance between each treatment's effectiveness and safety. And that's it for today's episode. I hope you found today's overview as informative as I did. If this episode interested you, don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss the next one. We have new episodes out every Friday. Meanwhile, be safe, stay well, and goodbye for now.